Guys.
Hey guys, sorry, couldn't get my headphones working.
Yeah, I can hear you now for some reason. I tried to invite you, it didn't work.
Let me get upstairs where I can talk. But yeah, thanks for hosting, thanks for having me on, and let me know what you guys are doing. This is sick.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Because I don't know what's going on. You know, Twitter, they be having the bug issue sometime, you know?
Yeah, I wish Twitter Spaces worked better on desktop. We got like great actual audio setup and can't freaking use it.
Yeah, I see. Wait, so when I'm also like driving and stuff, so do you hear any background noise and stuff like that, or like is it good?
Your audio sounds great.
Sound good, awesome. And also again, thank you for joining us in for this space today, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing. Hope to be around a lot more often. Get more involved.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody who's here, thank you guys for joining us. And I've been doing this space for like 24 weeks now. Yeah, so this is just a weekly space about Juno, learn all things Juno, you know, and chat about. We could also talk sometime about the macro stuff and all that. Or just a fun spot for all the Juno nuts to come in and hang out. Yeah, before I start, I just want to see like some of the update about Juno. The charter power passed. So now the next step is to kind of like get each person, or we could say in each individual development sub there, you could say, to be voted in. And I know like Jake and Reese, they're working on that. So I'm looking forward to see. So this is either going to be a fun week of engagement with everybody, or it's gonna be a low one. So I'm looking forward to see all that going live. Rick, have you looked into the charter at all? Have you read it? And what do you think about it?
You're asking me?
Yeah. What do you think about it? Because I know like you all into like the tokenomics, and like I've seen your work with Ultra and stuff. Just wanna pick your interest. What do you think about it?
I have not fully read the charter. I've only loosely heard about it. So if somebody could link me, I've got a whole lot of catching up to do.
I know what we saw. I'm going to send it to you afterwards. But basically, like, to summarize the charter, this was like a community action, you could say, because every member in the charter, like, community group, I was part of it, but I wasn't, like, the main person. Like, I help a little bit. But the charter is more like another structure for Juno, you could say. Like, I would say it's better on like transparency and kind of like get everything on the loop of what's going on. So one of the things that including the charter is like the Core One getting dissolved, and also all the funds from Core One, and like from like the Core One, the member of the Core One who got like the funding and stuff early on, like from the Juno launch and token, those will go back to the community. And also one thing I like about it is the structure. So there's about three departments in it. So each department like encompasses some the fundamental working aspect of like any organization. So we have like the development department, the community, and the operation. And each of them kind of like come together in consensus and stuff around Juno. So in any case, you kind of need all of the department to be together to pass a funding fab or something like that. So it's really interesting, and I'm looking forward to see how that's playing out, because I'm a big fan of decentralization, and I haven't seen decentralization work in full scale. So I think this is like a centralization of a chain, and I'm all for that. I don't know if my explanation did the Strutter a good if that was a good explanation, but that's like what I take from it. I don't know. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. So TLDR, it's giving the power back to the people and giving the funding to the people and acting transparently as a community.
Yeah, basically that's what it is.
And some good old checks and balances at play. I'm in. Is Core One's fully on board with this, or
yeah,
is that what's dramatic?
Yeah, everybody's on board with that. Like even like throughout the process of getting this on chain, so all that, we had like some amazing people working into it. We had like the Signal guys, Little D, Tobu, and like some of the Nether guys, Jake Hartnell, so like he helped a lot in that aspect. There's also other people that I'm not mentioning right now. So yeah, it was all like a group effort, you could say. Yeah, so all the Core One were on board, and yeah, and I'm just see that playing out. Yeah.
Super cool. Well, going to be an exciting and interesting week then. Good time to be jumping in.
Yeah. And I know I talked with you a little bit doing Cosmos Verse 2 about like my project, but that's for another space. But I saw some of the things you mentioned in Discord and like with your project Astro World. Yeah, and I look into you guys a lot so far in the past few weeks, I'll say. And I think you guys are doing something interesting. Before I ask any questions, do you mind like share a little bit about what you guys do and stuff?
Sure, and thank you. Yeah, fundamentally, Astro World is a very different business-minded and economic approach to the idea, the experiment that has been AMMs, where they're all trying to do something a little bit faster or add like a little bit of a service. We question the entire grounding that they've been based on and wanted to fundamentally redesign it so that it's revenue versus expense-based like a decentralized business, which is kind of our ethos. And so we wrote our white paper over a year ago now and just basically started building it. We got our MVP up on Archway, haven't launched a token or anything. We just wanted to kind of showcase how and why it would work, get a chance to prove out our model. We feel like it's doing a very good job of that. Obviously, there's Web3 is super saturated with a bunch of DEXs, but in general, in my opinion, they're kind of all the same and none of them really make sense. So we're ready to give it our best shot. Take the Cosmos by storm, ideally. Launch what we're calling applicated security, the idea that all applications, not just ourselves, should be securing the chains directly, kind of like the businesses working together to like keep the community in check. Like there are tons of real examples of this in the real world. But as we're able to do that, security, it's worth it to the businesses to secure at a loss potentially even, so it can enable the lowering of the price of security, which Cosmos is debating as a whole right now. So now that we've got the model working, we're excited to take this to the interchain. And we are properly a business. We want to take this where people will use it, where we can get customers, where we can grow. And so far, I've been liking everything I've been hearing about Juno One from you guys.
Nice. Great, great. Because I know, like, Andrew kind of mentioned some stuff in the group chat. And I kind of read your reply because yeah, there was, like, some in the early days. Or kind of like, you know, the whole drama with Juno and all that. And I know, like, he had some not controversial take, I could say, because everybody was saying the same thing about Juno. But I kind of like, because for me, like, in the old blockchain and, like, my journey so far, like, people don't really know, like, both sides of the story most of the time. And they have, like, some early take on everything. And it's interesting how that playing out. But I just want to know what changed, your sentiment on Juno, because I remember back in the day you used to like, don't like Juno at all. I remember back in the day and stuff like that. But I just want to like get your feedback on that.
Yeah, and so Andre, great questions. And I did respond to it in the forum. But yeah, one, I definitely come across rude sometimes. I'm sorry. I do try to speak my mind. My mind was not in a good place on Juno. Like And fundamentally, it did go way down. And the things like Core One passing on to the community, like, it's cool that that's going to happen. my expectation was that they'd hold it and keep it to the ground or then like fully rug. Like that's, I don't think the highest of people in general. I've seen a lot of pretend transitions in the past. I've been a part of pretend transitions in the past and I hate it, where we even knew we were being put up for not having the chance of success. And we're like, we don't care. We think we can overcome it anyways and feel like we'd be able to. But the community is actually seems to be able to pull this off. And that's everything. We are community first and foremost. We want to be in places where that's also the case. Also previously where I've spoken ill, like I was also an employee at the time of Phi Labs building out Archway. And of course we are built out on Archway. But everything did seem really nice and buttoned up there and they are still doing some cool stuff. Like I'm not going to speak ill on Archway. We're still deployed there as well. But they have not grown the community that Juno has. And I kind of, from my naive perspective, assumed like, oh, well, if they've got money and professionalism, that kind of stuff will come. And that's not showing out to be the case right now. And like, it's important for our company to hedge our bets. And if Juno is going to win, we need to make sure we're safe there. If Archway is going to win, we need to make sure we're safe there. If we're renting security, we need to make sure that we're actually secure. And by not having a chain, we need as many homes as we can, but as strong of homes as we can. And we need to make sure that we can adopt. So yeah, Juno is coming out of this stronger than ever. I'm having to eat a lot of those words and I'm happy to do so publicly. And we think that we could help you guys and we know that you can help us.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, one thing, because with you, that's kind of cool too. Some people don't really like when they see something and like take it back and stuff. And I'm glad to read that. And also, even with Juno, like nothing is posted, you know, I mean, doesn't mean I'm a fan of Juno, doesn't mean Juno going to be successful, you know. I don't live in a la-la land, you could say. I see a future in Juno, but there's also nothing is for certain in crypto anyway. But one thing with me, anything that's good for Juno, I'm always advocating for that. And I'm looking forward to see what you guys do over there and like and see how that's planning out and stuff. But yeah, for AstroVault, like from your NFT Nashville, you guys mentioned some cool stuff with like the voting aspect and like partnering with food business. And I know that that's like a big aspect of crypto that we're missing, like the business aspect. You know what I mean? It's all about inflation nowadays, and that's getting better now. You know what I mean? With everybody looking for a real yield. And I remember seeing from your presentation that you guys protocol on liquidity went like all the way to 80K. So glad to see all that happening. But apart of like the community aspect of Juno, is there anything else that intrigues you about Juno and stuff? And like, I know like there's some stuff we could do better, but like, what's your take and stuff? You can see, I like your take, but yeah.
It's safe. It's reliable. It has consistent paths for IBC. Like there's a lot. It's not just having a protocol that functions. Like there is a lot to developing a really forward thinking application that can go wrong that's not in our control. And we relying on stuff sucks. We need to make sure that we have verification. We need to make sure that we have consistent comms. We're seeing all of that from Juno. If I reach out to somebody, if I have a question, I get several people with their hands up ready to help. Like that is everything to us. That cuts down our response time so much that helps us be able to handle tickets for our users. It's very easily accessible. It has a lot of adoption and integration already. That makes it a lot easier for us to scale our business. It's got a lot of stuff that we feel like can absolutely help us grow, like from a technical perspective, in addition to the community perspective. The lower gas fees as well will make it easier for users. Archway does have a unique economic model that has to do with monetizing the block space, which would have definitely prevented things like what just happened on Osmosis. That being said, it also makes an uphill barrier of adoption, and we are not ourselves reliant on that model in so much as we don't want the chain to go down. Juno's not been going down. We are a very gas extensive AMM. We do a lot of crazy stuff behind the scenes. A lot of the new pool types that we're bringing, like they involve heavy on-chain integration. Juno seems conducive of that, but eventually my still long-term philosophy is that layer ones sell block space. We use a lot of block space. So we do think that we're a good fit for any layer one, especially anyone who needs like their own native AMM. And we scale really well. Nobody else really has this kind of stuff that we have. You need TVL on chain. We set that up, and we set it up in a way that it continues to grow. You guys want DAO integration? Like we've been talking to Synergistic a bit, like the kind of stuff that we can do with like shared governance control over so much other stuff. And having Juno itself have governance power in us, which has governance power in Juno, like the DAOception type stuff, it's absolutely wild and innovative. So we need guinea pigs. We need to test a lot of this stuff out that's never been done before. And you guys have just immediately in the last couple of days already been ready and excited to try some shit.
Yeah. And like one thing we see that I like DAO, it's funny how like that's been widely used now. I think like one of like the, I would say the most used app, but like one of the most useful app I think in Cosmos. And hopefully I'm not wrong by saying that, but like I kind of like even for project and like the whole aspect of decentralization and like getting all of those on chain, Dada is making that happen. And I don't know if you look into one thing that Dada launched, the Polygon aspect of like the cross chain composability, you could say in a sense, because by having a DAO on DAO, you can control account on different chain. And I don't know why not they're doing that for stars as mostly in Neutron. And I feel like that could be useful for you guys too in any fashion. Have you looked into DAO like kind of that way or not yet?
Yeah, we've looked into it a bit. I've talked to Jake a time or two. Brilliant, brilliant dude. Really do like his vision. From a blockchain maxi perspective, like a purist perspective, DAO is the best solution I've seen. From a product perspective, sometimes centralization can make things more user-friendly, especially if there are ways to do proof. And some of what we've looked over for cross-chain, multi-chain governance, where it is really complicated, where we do have like, say, multiple staking pools and liquidity pools having like sharing governance over one layer one, whereas different pools have different weights governing over the like some other DAO. Like it's a very, very odd governed perspective, taking voting inputs from multiple chains. And that's usually a little bit easier if we could take the inputs and put out the output from our own database while having the inputs be open source so that like it can be verifiably proven. Like it's still like an auditable election is what I'm saying, but less of the ICA, ICQ, less of the reliance on IBC for some of this stuff should make for a much better UX. So we're really trying to weigh over how much we want provably decentralized, how much we want to value the UI UX, because our kind of thought is that like UX is everything. That being said, in 5 years, I doubt many traders are using our website. They're going to use aggregators that will route through us. We just want to be the liquidity hub for that. So we would love your guys' feedback. We're going to be going to market. We're going to be asking for beta testers of different features and whatnot. But we definitely want to build out in the direction that you guys and our users see most fit, see most conducive, see most attractive to your beliefs. We just currently think it's probably going to be UX first.
Yeah, UX, I feel like UX is everything. You know, I mean, like, even in Web2, it's the case. But, like, as like a project, what do you think you need from, like, the community in a sense? What do you think is missing from the community aspect? Because I feel like for any project, even for myself, like, trying to build on Juno and stuff, it's hard to keep people interacting with anything. What do you think is missing in that aspect? I know UX will help, but like, what about the community aspect? What's missing? I don't know if that's something you can answer because that's like so broad. But what do you think?
What's missing from the Astrovault community, from the Juno community? What do we need from the community, or how can you give me a more insight to your question?
Yeah. So what's missing in the aspect? And I'm like, you know, why not the bear market? People don't really want to interact with anything that much. They just like leeway and not doing anything. What do you think is missing from like the community aspect? Like, what are they not doing correctly? You know, because most question that I see more often is kind of like, what can the app do for the user? What do you think is missing on the user end? Like, I know why not we short on user, but like, what do you think is missing on the user end? Like, what needs to change? Because I know like the mentality of most users when I'm in crypto is like, oh, can I get more money? Or can I get more yield? And they keep getting wrecked. What do you think is missing? Like,
it needs to be more fun. There needs to be more possible campaigns. There needs to be endless shit to be able to do. And so that's one of the reasons we focus so much on NFT integration with AstroVault, is because NFTs are fun. Because that's where the communities are. Even if they're just fucking around with like $20 a month, like, they're fucking around with $20 a month and their time and their attention's here. And we want to get that involved. We want to get people talking. We want to get people in Twitter spaces and just having fun. And we just want to enable that to happen. Like, it doesn't have to be AstroVault centric. Like, we want to get more involved in Juno spaces. We want to get more involved with the other applications building out on Juno. It's just, we think that we can facilitate this conversation. If say the animal, what's your guys' business club NFTs?
Yeah, so our name is Atlas NFTs. That's the name of an NFT collection. Atlas.
Okay. Yeah, so that's one of them. So say Atlas NFTs has been a little slow or something. Be like, hey, just hit up AstroVault. Like, we'd like to get boosted APR in your guys' pools. We're like, screw it, let's do it for 2 weeks or put it up for a vote or something. And so you're like, yeah, do we want Atlas or do we want Bad Kids or something? And if you guys win the vote, then it's like, sweet. For the next month, Atlas NFTs are getting a boosted 5% APR. You can equip them on any of these three different pools. By the way, they have boosted governance on like Juno emission allocation, stuff like that. Like, that's dope. And people are like, oh shit, I have a lot of liquidity on AstroVault. Like, I should get one of these just because I'll make more money and I'll have more voting power. And now we get boosted secondaries pick up and we get to talk about the collaboration, and it gives you guys a chance to highlight whatever next thing you're bringing and going to market. And like, all of this is something that's super, super easy to spin up an entire marketing campaign around and to get active things about. Similar to how we have Gravitate for trading incentives, there are other types of redemption tokens we can do. We're launching our own version of a launchpad that's fundamentally different and gameable and should trigger this dopamine and have these kind of game theory plays at base that give people something to look for. Like, oh, if I'm the last bid on this, I get more than everybody else. Like, maybe I do want to stick around and see if it's going to expire and try to snipe somebody like it's eBay. Like, that, this is all engaging and it should be fun, and it should still just be more profitable as a way to manage funds and cryptocurrency than what people are used to.
Glad to see that aspect of crypto getting more light on. Yeah, and also I'm looking forward to you guys. I'm rooting for you guys in the sense. And I'm planning on using AstroVault more now too. You know what I mean? So looking forward to see what you guys build. Even like when I look into the UI and stuff. The UI is nice. But there's one thing I forgot to mention. I heard during the NFT Nashville, because I was there too. One thing you mentioned about the liquid staking aspect of AstroVault, kind of like the reward from the liquid staking get back to AstroVault or something like that. I'm trying to get my mind around that. How does that work? It's not like a different form of the liquid staking.
Yeah. So right now you could go on Osmosis and you can liquidity provide Atom and Juno, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nobody's earning the opportunity cost of what the Atom and Juno could be doing. So, like, what's the LP for that right now?
What do you mean, like the APR for the LP for providing the liquidity and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, I can do that. Hey, what's up, Gassy? Tink, Papi Novin here. What's up, Tink? So anybody here want to come up and chat with us can always request the mic. Always happy to chat with you guys.
Yeah, so Juno Osmo is, yeah, the supercharged one's just 0%, but it's at like up to 12% APR. And even that's like, yeah, it's hit or miss. It's less than the LPs. It's more in permanent loss risk. And it's not earning anything. Like, they're not earning Juno. They're not earning Osmo. You're not keeping staking rewards in Juno. You're not keeping staking rewards in Osmo. And like, fundamentally, it's having assets. It's like having cash under a mattress while you trade away rights for it. And that cash should be put to work. And what AstroVault figures out is how to actually make that work, because everyone assumed that Stride did. Because they're like, oh, well, now they're tapping into staking rewards. But they don't do it in a way that makes sense. And they do it in a way where they extract value and don't enable DeFi to properly be built out on top of it. Like, fundamentally, rebasing assets, we go into all the math in our white paper as to how far the liquidity premium should go, how far underneath its peg it should trade. You guys just saw ST Juno at 14% underneath its peg. Like, that's not safe to build derivative markets on top of. And so we get rid of all of that risk while also making the governance token that you're farming actually backed by something. With Osmo, you can stake Osmo to earn Osmo and vote with Osmo. But with AXV, you can stake AXV to earn Juno and vote on Juno, the same way you can with Juno. You can stake AXV to earn Osmo, to earn Atom, to vote on whatever you want. So we're trying to defend the valuation of our token so that the APRs are competitive, while also relaying far more utility than has existed for a governance token yet.
Got you. That's pretty cool. So one thing I'm looking forward to see how that play out. Like, for myself, I'm not like a big fan of like DEX token, but I would like to see one that works. And I hope you guys model work in this sense.
Thank you. Yeah, we built this because we have never been fans of a single DEX token. We wouldn't touch DEX tokens. We're like, this doesn't make sense. It's a science fair project. It's not a business. But fundamentally, there is value here if you figure out how to capture it. And that's what we do differently. So we're the very first DEX token that we like.
Okay. I'm going to keep your word into it. You know what I mean? Let's see in about a year what happened. But the thing with that, like, if you guys are right, and you guys that keep building this thing and like doing it in the right way and a transparent way, this could work in a sense. I feel like most crypto projects nowadays, it's like, even though there's all time and stuff like that, they usually leave the market sooner than they should, you know what I mean? And like, they stop
writing. There's never time for those things. And yeah. I mean, this is where I got in trouble and like have said mean things about Juno as well. I'm like, Juno for a very long time hadn't monetized as block space, and so it got a ton of people to come build on it, but it didn't really earn anything from it. The same way Osmosis at the top had $1.6 billion in TVL and $3 billion in monthly volume, but they didn't actually capitalize on that. What we're seeing now is people are starting to recognize that they need monetization built into their models. You see Osmosis come out with their EIP 1559, and now they're earning more from monetizing their block space than they ever did as a DEX. Like, and that's how I always said they could compete. Like, they can compete as a layer one that's busy. They can't really compete as a DEX when their DEX is like a loss leader for them. But as more and more people get busy, since Juno has shown that track record and now it has been done better about properly monetizing block space, the potential for growth there is undeniable. Other networks, like, they have to compete for getting users who do fill up block space, who do fill up stuff. And obviously you need usable things on the chain. But if we can start that trend and we can get a lot more of these good apps to come build out, and we already have an active user base who's ready to go and try this stuff, then that is the already monetization. It's like a content creator then selling ad space. Like, what you're selling is your audience. And Juno has that, which means they can absolutely succeed as a business. And we're seeing that elsewhere. So, some of my thoughts.
Nice, man. I wish I could have talked to you more at NFT Nashville. you got some good tech, man. But Tank, I see Tank and Yano. Tank is a fan of you guys. But Tank, what's up, mate?
Correction. I'm a huge fan of those guys. What's going on, everybody? How's you guys this Sunday going?
I'm doing great. Just got off from church and stuff, so I came home. But yeah, how about you, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I did the same. Kind of in the middle of the Sunday clean with the fam after church. Walked into this conversation. Absolutely love. Like I've always, like you said. I mean, I'm going to point out my bias, guys, but I've been a fan of the team and Ethan and Eric both personally for a while now. I absolutely agree with what they're saying, especially about Juno. You know, if we're as a community going to be putting some of these tokens to work and you know, on any platform, it actually used and getting put to work, like put on anywhere else right now, it just doesn't make much sense in my humble opinion. I see there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of synergies when it comes to Astro Vault, not just for the Juno ecosystem or Juno token. Many and you know, I'm not sitting here just trying to you know, I'm not paid, I'm not shielded, I'm not getting anything from Eric or them. I'm just being very honest. Like, they have, I've read the white paper a few times. Granted, I still have to read it 500 times because it's lengthy and it's a little bit, you know, over my smooth head, but I get the general gist of it, and it makes a lot more sense than what we've actually been accustomed to thus far. And so, you know, I would implore not just Juno, but all of them that can actually reach out and connect and you know, take a bit of a chance and risk, you know, you guys should actually be looking into it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking into it after Energy Nashville. It was like, I used to like listen to Eric and stuff, like June Space and stuff. And some of his take be funny sometimes, and some be like, oh. It's been on point, but like the delivery be funny. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it be getting some people mad, but that's nothing wrong about that. Which me, I'm fine with that. But yeah, so I'm looking forward for you guys. You guys are doing. And there's also one thing that...
Yeah, for sure. It's...
Yeah, so one thing I know, like, Signal mentioned in Discord also, it's kind of like the... I know you guys have, like, some closed source. I don't know if it's the front end or the smart contract. I know, like, for Juno, they have, like, to governance and stuff, we have, like, a policy, like, we don't fund anything that's closed source in a sense. Now I know you guys are not looking to get fund from Juno, but... What do you guys think on that? Like, do you see any issues that and stuff like that?
I mean, yeah, we'll see. And take us your hand up, but I'll just say my piece real quick. We are closed source. We are a business. That's something we believe in. If we were to launch something like a stablecoin, we strongly believe that things like that should be open source, but we never had any beef with Kujira for keeping their core product closed source. As teams that have more money and more equipment and less ideas can absolutely just build it themselves and go faster to market with good ideas. And we've had people try to, and successfully in some cases, kind of mind rape us and take our ideas and go build them out and give us no credit. And we've sat here being the only team that never raised funds, that never got paid, getting kind of screwed over and over again. So we're like, no, we're going to keep our business our business. And we're going to grow this like a business because we're here for decentralized business. So we'll go on chain. We'll give everyone the chance to reconsider. We'll whoever you guys deem best to verify the security and the stability of our contracts. Like, we will give access to our repo to select individuals, but we will not go open source until we have quite a bit of market capture. And at that point, we'll do something like Uniswap did, where there's access, but people basically have to pay for it. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and also with the aspect, I got like nothing on closed source and open source with the aspect. I don't like for Juno, that's like a requirement. But for you guys to launch on Juno, you don't need to go to any prep or anything with that aspect. Juno is like open source. But one thing that I would like to happen is like the community support for you guys. I would love to see that going and stuff. So I feel like you guys are doing something unique. But like since as like the closed source aspect, I don't think it'd be the right move to kinda like make a prop for funding in Juno in a sense. But that's like one of like the main aspect of Juno, nothing for like which is not open source. I know we made that mistake before.
We're not asking for funding. What we're gonna do is basically we're gonna ask for liquidity and offer an airdrop to Juno stakers. So that's something that we plan on putting up on the forum later this week. Yeah, basically we give part of our TGE to the Juno community, Juno stakers, whatever like doesn't get claimed gets split between our DAO and the Juno community pool, which is why like the DAO integration would be really cool. Whatever like these unclaimed tokens would have governance power. And yeah, it's only bootstrapping our POL. Our team funding will come from our own public sale application that we're launching that we want to bring to Juno. And basically we're like, hey, come. Like, please participate in our version of a public sale, a public offering. It's gamified. You'll get fun NFT type shit that will be useful down the road as well. But also we're a business. We're having a survey to it. Like, hey, what chain do you want to see us focusing the most development time on? What chain do you want us to spend the most of our effort and the most of our time on? And if we raise the most money and everyone's like Juno, then we're heads down, like just straight building on Juno. If nobody shows up and really supports and a bunch of people are there saying, oh, injective, then I guess that's where we're most demanded. We are a business. We are going to function that direction. We really do think that we'll get the most acceptance, and so far we already have here on Juno. And if so, then we're happy to stay here and building. But if you guys don't, if you're like, oh, fuck these closed source assholes, when at least we're honest about it, other people who said they're open source truly weren't, and they were just forking other people anyway. We didn't, and we can prove it. yeah, if you guys accept us with open arms, we're really just looking for a strong home.
Okay, I'm going to go. awkward silence. I'm going to go. Yeah, no, to kind of just build on what Eric was saying, and this conversation that Juno about closed source and all this other stuff. Look, I get it, right? Like, I honestly do get the security app things, but I'm a businessman and I'm going to attack this mindset, much like Eric was saying. You know, when it comes to these conversations, what it really boils down to is just risk, right? Like any business, there's rhymes and reasons for any action, hopefully, that you know, business that is running takes. And that should not be, you know, different for Juno and Juno. I think a lot of the why this whole conversation of closed source became such a strong conversation to begin with is we didn't proper risk management in our decisions in the past, and we got wrecked for it, right? Like, we literally stuck our butt out with our pants down, and then we wondered why we got fucked. Like, pardon my French, that's literally what happened there. I definitely think, like, business, and I think of Juno as a business, businesses need to take some sort of risk, if I call that the right, or use that as the right term. And I don't see anything wrong with liquidity in that sense to platforms like AstroVault. You know, if there was other, that, to be very honest with you, Eric and Ethan, if there was others, sensible things and you know, potentially profitable and very lucrative situations for Juno, I would be saying the same thing for that situation. Like, we need to actually manage ourselves a bit better, but still be taking risk. We need to still take risk. We can't keep saying, oh, no, just because you don't every nook and cranny of like operations, that we're not going to invest in you. That's an idiotic thing to say and to handcuff us to, because a sensible business is not going to show you secret ingredients that make that business viable, right? Like, that's insane for us to do. We're going to miss every golden opportunity, or at least every even silver or bronze opportunity that comes our way if we keep doing it. That's insanity to me. So I hope that a lot of people in Juno start, you know, I'm going to be real, just being a little bit sensible about their expectations with the liquidity that we still have, with that we hopefully will have come across our table going forward. And I'm not saying, you know, disregard the whole like security aspect of you know, we got to see these contracts. We can't just blindly trust. Look, I get that. I totally get that. But at the same time, we literally can't get married to that full-fledged 100, like, you know, with everything that we have, or else we might as well just not do anything. That's insane.
Yeah, got you. Before you go in out of the aspect, I don't see like any issue with that. It's just like, I know like they had like, we did like some update of the aspect. I know they just say it's just a smart contract that need to be open source, that need funding. Just a matter of if you get Juno funding, like the contract has to be open source. So the front end doesn't have to be open source in a sense. So if that need to be changed, anybody can just put a prop, you know what I mean? Like, let's remove that in a sense. But I think as of right now for Juno is like, if you're launching a project and you need funding, but I know you guys are not looking for funding, or if you're looking for any funding of the aspect, the smart contract have to be open source. At least that's all it is right now.
Yeah,
Signal, go ahead.
Yeah, if I could just jump in on that. I don't think that, like, Juno is permissionless, and I don't think there's any actual, like, I mean, everyone knows the argument for and against open source, and I don't think that there is a strong opposition to anything closed source being on chain. The main issue is like consistency and avoiding surprises in decision making. Like in the past, we got in a situation where there was a stated policy of not funding open source, and then, you know, it turns out Core One was funding Juno, or sorry, funding Wind with like a closed source front end. This created this whole controversy about that. And that opens kind of like it opens it up for FUD and things like that, especially like with the charter, let's say, with the people that are in place there. The reason there's like a policy in place is so that those people don't then like fund their buddy's closed source thing secretly, right? So as long as the conversation is open, and like, for example, with Astroport, you guys, I mean, you said in like one of your first messages, Eric, that it's like, yeah, we're, this is our IP and we're, these things are closed source, right? As long as there's consistency with that messaging and everyone is aware of what's going on, then we can, people can make the right decisions. All we need to avoid is just any situation where it's like, oh, surprise, this is actually closed source, that kind of shit. So I just wanted to weigh in and say that.
Yeah, thank you, Signal. And yeah, it is our contracts, not just our front end. Like, our contracts are what we consider our meat and potatoes. Our audit bill is way higher than most layer ones by a lot. We built a crazy amount of shit. But yeah, we're consistent in our messaging, and as to why we're not risky in that, like, oh, we'll go build this if you fund us. It's like, we have a live product that we've brought to market all by ourselves with no help. We can, like, we've proven that we can, like, if you want to go hack it, go try right now. We already have a live version. A second deployment does involve a whole bunch of more stuff, and we do want to work with experts to make sure that we are secure as much as possible. That being said, we've seen a lot of teams get a lot of funding for a lot of ridiculous ideas that are less easy than just like forking something else that's innovative. And we've put way too much design into this to give it away for free. So because it's a business, that's our argument for it. If things change in the future, we will always communicate before we take rash action. And we're very approachable.
Yeah, definitely. Just like Signal, you'll still like to enforce that more. Like, that's basically how it is. I mean, like, early on, we learn from our mistake, you could say. Like, Chino made like some poor choices in like funding project, you could say. But since like now we're doing a U-turn, like doing things the right way. So I think you guys shouldn't have any issues. Like single mentors, like, you gotta be transparent and doing everything the right way. So I'm looking forward to see like you guys. Have you guys worked on it already, or is it kind of like a discussed in it between your team and stuff?
Yeah, full transparency. I met Reese at NFT Nashville on Saturday, and since then we've been talking. So this has been in development for less than a week. However, we had already on the back end just been working to set everything up for a multi-chain deployment. So we've been, there's a lot of just back end stuff, like a lot of like Arch3JS integrations that need to be more standardized to be able to deploy other places easier, as well as the multi-chain handling of things is obviously incredibly non-trivial. So we've been in our own devnets just working on a lot of that kind of stuff. But we feel at a place where we're ready to start going and taking this multi-chain. And we just really wanted that on the roadmap solidly before we launch our token, which now we're ready to do. So at this point, it's just go to market. We're going to go where we feel the most wanted, where we think is best for our business. And we really, really hope it's Juno. It's up for you guys to decide. We think that we're a much lower risk investment than other things you guys have made, as well as we're never ever asking for anything for free. If we ask for liquidity, we're giving our token for it. If we ask for funding, we're giving our token for it. We're not asking for handouts. We're asking for participation.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's
sorry. Can I ask a question? Sorry, I was out. I had to drop for a second before. So would launching on Juno be contingent on getting funding, like from the community pool or via like some charter funding or something? I just want to clarify, just so I know the terms.
Not necessarily. We would like to deploy everywhere we can, but we're going to focus our time and effort on wherever the demand is showing to be. So yes, we're going to go on multiple chains, and we're going to offer part of our TGE for as an airdrop in exchange for protocol owned liquidity. The chains that gets approved on are the chains we're focusing on. We're going to run our own version of a public sale type initial offering that we're building out for our own platform, and we're going to have a survey alongside it. If people are participating, they're buying into the AstroVault vision, and they're saying like, yeah, we support Juno, then that's telling us like, okay, the demand for our application, the demand for our token, the demand for our business is on Juno. So we're going to focus on building there. We're not going to focus on other chain developments right now. And that's, again, that's conducive to our residual business model mindset. If there's not demand for us on Juno, if you guys want to stick to a reversion of Wind, or I'm sure Reese could build out a good AMM, his vision did seem very similar to what we're already building. It'll take a lot more time, and it's not going to have the integrations built in. then you can tell us no and wait and see what you want to do. We think that we're the best move for you guys. We think that you guys are the best move for us, but we're going to stay Liquid.
Got you. You know, like, Wish is working on something as well. I think the only thing with me is like the policy of, you know, like the open source aspect. Like, for me, it's not like I have nothing wrong against closed doors or open source. I think if you're building a project in crypto, it doesn't matter the way it is. That's the project, right? To do whichever they want. Like, for me, I'm kind of like open source in the most part, but I can see why closed source makes sense for some projects. And Koji is like a prime example of that. Like, they're building something unique, and they didn't even care with all the hate they got early on. They keep chugging along and build some cool stuff. Well, I just know, like, for Juno, it's kind of like smart contract gotta be open source, but like Signal is saying, if you guys are consistent with everything you're mentioning, you guys should be good. But after that, I don't see anything wrong. Well, for me, I'm an open source maximalist, you could say, in a sense. But that's just me. So that doesn't mean...
We have upgradable smart contracts. You know, things that are open source can be run just as easily, if not easier.
No. What I'm saying is, like there's people in Juno who believe open source is the way to go. There's other people in Juno who believe closed source is fine. It's not like a matter of, like, what I'm saying is like the saying of Juno. It's just a matter of like what you guys are building. Are you providing a value to Juno? And if you guys do, I think you should be good. You know what I mean? Like, I hate like what happened in the past, like a zero game sum for Juno that's been happening in the past. Just give us funding. We're not doing anything for you. And I hope that changed. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just asking for funding in a sense and not providing anything back for the chain. And that's
I absolutely hate that kind of stuff.
Give me money and that's it. And give me money and shut up. It's like this, you know, that's, it's been like so detrimental to every chain in Cosmos. But that's changing now. And I kind of like what you guys are doing too. So yeah. Anything you guys want to say? I don't know. I don't know if I'm saying it makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah, we should bring a lot more TVL to Juno. We should bring a lot more cool things to do. We should sell a lot more block space. And hopefully, we do believe we'll be a solid base layer for other people to build other cool stuff on top of. Again, we just want to be a great DEX, but things like lending markets, money markets require liquidity on which to operate. And we think we can be a solid and a really, really efficient liquidity hub to make that possible.
Gotcha. I saw Maxival, what's up, bro? Anything you want to mention today?
Yeah, I got here a little late. I'm still been reading through documents, trying to get caught up. One of my questions is this not being maybe directly on Juno, and part of a big part of why we were all wanting a protocol owned DEX on Juno is, will this fully support all of our Juno DAO tokens, CW20s? Or NFTs, things like that, because that's a big problem where we had getting support on other DEXs and Osmo and things like that is like in Neta, we got buried by Osmo in some of their PRs because they didn't like us being up there next to Ion. And so we got buried to the bottom of their listing, which kind of felt retaliatory, you know, and
it was, and we all know it was, and we've seen how what they do, even with like stuff like Kepler, that's how it is. And that's what's going to happen. And that's one of the reasons why we like this approach where we can be the native DEX. We can keep your liquidity on Juno paired against other Juno things. Even our native token is going to be a native token on Juno. We're not like, oh, we're launching this on Archway and you IBC it across. Like, no, there will be a separate native version on Juno that you can burn in and burn out, but it won't be something that's based somewhere else. It will be on Juno. It will be for Juno. We will be able to do cross-chain things. So it's really, in our opinion at least, additive, where from Juno, using Juno as gas, starting with a Juno token, you can trade and end up with, say, Atom on Neutron or on Archway, something like that. Like, it will be cross-chain, but it will be natively integrated on Juno. It's going to be a bunch of interactive hubs with the most development and the most focus, and the default ones being wherever we have the most revenue, the most user base, the most customers, the most trade fees. It actually does function pretty dynamically that way, where that, like, literally, if our Juno one's doing better, then far more of our token is being minted on Juno as a native Juno asset and going to the Juno-based LPs and traders.
And slightly along those same lines, is the LP pools themselves permissionless, or what's the permissioned aspect of the pools? Like, because a lot of the tokenized DEXs only want you to make a pool against their token. They will not make you pools against like BTC or USDC or things that we actually want that are actually entry and extra entry points for potential customers. They're not going to be buying it through Osmo. We want to be able to like trade through, you know, stable.
100%, my guy. Yeah. So right now pools are permissioned. We are open to making our standard pools permissionless. There's like a UI component that we have to be careful of, but also like it's a little bit complicated with our router. Like we should be involved in some way. As for stable and time flux pools, they're concentrated liquidity in a way that a lot of people don't understand. If we make that permissionless, people are going to fuck themselves up. So those are going to stay permissioned. But yes, we are super all for pairing against whatever you want to pair against. And for things like Bitcoin, we want Bitcoin integrated because we can trade things like Bitcoin to Ethereum through our time flux pools more efficiently than you can on Coinbase. Like, so we can not pay an arm and a leg for that liquidity, spend most of our money spending on liquidity that's making us more money. But it's going to work seamlessly. Pair against, like, the reason we want protocol-owned liquidity in Juno is so that we can then use that to back against all of the DAOs building out on Juno. So you guys come to us and be like, hey, we launched our token. Like, we had this token sale, ideally on Outbid, which we were building on Astro Vault. And we want to, like, launch. We want, like, 20K in liquidity. And we're like, perfect. We've got 20K worth of X Juno right here to pair against you. Let's start you up a pool where you don't even have to come in with the other side, ideally. And it's all native, all routed through Juno. The primary use of AXV on Juno is for this cross-chain bridging, because that's kind of going to have to route through our token. So there will be like a really strong X Juno AXV based pair. And while all the things on Juno route through ideally X Juno as the base liquidity pair, they can then route through AXV to access anything that's not on the Juno version.
Any question, guys? Any more questions for Ash, for Eric? And also everybody who's listening, right now, if you have any question, don't be shy, come up and ask them. But yeah, so let's keep the conversation going. But Eric,
I had a question. Sorry. Is Astrofall, is it still a CW20 that you're launching with, or do you switch to Token Factory?
A series of CW20s.
Just out of curiosity, because it's like, I don't know, people discuss the two. How was your experience deciding to go with CW20 versus Token Factory, given like possible obstacles to deploy Token Factory on different chains in the future? Or sorry, possible obstacles to deploy a CW20?
Token Factory is a lot better if you're using the same token interchain, from what we can tell. CW20 is a lot better for using it on its own native chain. We do not intend for the CW20 token to be IBC'd to other locations, but rather us to be able to burn and mint it onto other chains as the native token over there. Integrations seem a lot easier that way. CW20 is really easy to work with. It works well with kind of the centralized routing unit. Token Factory is a bit more difficult in our experience in that direction.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thanks.
Great question, by the way. Yeah, our token model hasn't really been done before. So a lot of things we're doing haven't really been done before. So it's going to be an experiment. It's going to be a lot of learning on all of our sides. That being said, in my opinion, from first principles, everything we're doing makes way more sense. I'm biased, but I'm trying my best.
Got you. Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Like, you know, like you got to be pride of what you're building. And one more question. Do you guys have an AXV platform also, or just like a DEX token?
Could you say that again, please?
Do you have an NFT platform also on Astro Vault, or is it just a DEX? Just a DEX, like what DeFi product?
Great, great, great question. We really, really believe in efficiency and specialization. we think that we can be the best decks and the most value additive decks, where anyone who uses us, whether trader or partner who wants to host liquidity on us, will be able to help their business grow, and they'll be better off for using us as a partner. Part of that is trying to get as many partners as possible. So partnering with all the best NFT platforms we can, but also partnering with every NFT platform we can, because all of them bring us business. So we are super, super built out to handle and to integrate with NFTs. We will launch our own NFTs. We are not an NFT platform. We are a platform that hosts and uses and brings a bunch of other value add to other existing NFTs for all of these other NFT platforms. So there's a lot of cool things you could do with us. Also, if you're building or working with or close to an NFT platform that you're super happy with, we would love to get widgets of them integrated into the decks directly, where if we have a partner project or something, we can show a little pop-up advertisement and you can sweep the floor right there on Astrovault, even though it's trading through their website, just using the widget. So it's easy. So we can boost their business and we don't have to send people away from our UI.
Got you. What's the future for you guys? I know you guys keep on shipping and building some cool stuff. What's next for you guys? Apart of just DeFi and stuff, because I know there's more to DeFi than just swiping token and stuff. What do you guys have in store? I don't know if you guys can share, but yeah.
Yeah, we are decentralized business maxis. We are not AMM maxis. Any of the plans that we had for any of the business ideas we had required decentralized financial infrastructure that did not exist. We literally had to build out Astrovault so that we can build out further and larger businesses that even are fully Web2 businesses, but require decentralization and decentralized liquidity handling that actually has logical and sustainable modeling, which has not existed. Like, it would have farmed and destroyed Osmo. It would, it wouldn't be profitable if it had Uniswap, or it would break it. Like, fundamentally, logical AMMs have not existed. And once we have logical AMMs, we can scale and we can compete with banks for real world businesses at a rate and margin that nobody's ever seen before. So hopefully we're able to really take off, get this vision growing, get Cosmos season. Astrovault will eventually expand beyond Cosmos as well. This works with Ethereum. Why isn't Uniswap earning Ethereum from the liquidity it has? This works with Avalanche. This works with Polkadot. So we grow, we scale, we become this financial infrastructure, and then we keep on decentralizing the growth team. We keep part of our team, as well as I'm sure we will have hired a bunch of people by then, working heavily on Astrovault, and some more of us start building out other businesses that are real, legit, real-world businesses that then tie in and bring more liquidity to Astrovault and more trade volume to Astrovault and more vaults and decentralized DAOception ownership to Astrovault. And this then becomes the Web2 financial infrastructure for decentralized businesses.
Great answer, Robin. It's a great answer. Because the thing with crypto is not just DeFi and NFT. There's more stuff that needs to be built. And I feel like most of the most useful aspect of crypto haven't been built out yet. So glad to see you guys have more open mind to everything. It's not just, I'm just a DEX, It's not there's more to crypto than just a DEX and NFTs. And like I said many times before in this space, I'm looking forward to see what you guys will be doing. And I'm rooting for you guys and see what's next. But Paul Boo, what's up, bro? How you been? What's going on? Are you able to talk, Paul Boo, or not yet?
Okay. Yeah, my Bluetooth connected. I just wanted to chime in. Great to hear about Astrovault at NFT National. And a little surprised to hear the Juno alignment, but it's nice to hear. I'm excited about it. And just some points that I found really interesting in your presentation, just some of your ethos, your thoughts on concentrated liquidity and the dangers of it, and being activist stakeholders on the protocols that your DAOs want to accumulate, I guess, ownership of, and being good good partners rather than just trying to extract value.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. And we very much stand by it. And I don't know, with any business expertise, that's what so much of business is. And so much of investment is even then like, oh, sometimes you buy your top client because that ensures your business for your other business as well. Or like if you have clients, you want them to get the best experience and the most value out of you so they don't lose you to a competitor. Or if you come out with something novel and innovative, you can outprice existing businesses or you can offer in bundle services that they've never been able to experience. But in general, if all of your clients' businesses fail, that costs you a shit ton of sales. And that's one of the, like, really the primary risk to the AstroVault model is what happens if Juno and Archway and Atom and Osmo and all of these tokens go to zero. Well, then all of this basket, all of this treasury that we've built up will eventually be worth as much as every other DEX's, which is zero. That's not okay. So we need to really, truly grow the pie. And so our focus is always going to be on driving sales. We feel like we've done a good job and we'll continue to push that for Jackal. But additionally, we would love to work on and with Juno on proper like monetization models, which they've taken great steps towards and ongoing business modeling. But realistically, we can do this. Everyone's just kind of floated around the last 4 to 6 years, just looking at the possibilities and then jumping at the first attempt at anything that looks cool without really understanding the direction of it. One thing we are not is building without direction. We've done so many simulations. We've done so much modeling and architecture as to like the reasons behind the things that we're building and how they work towards scaling the growth. And we firmly believe that we've got something that the world isn't really ready for.
Yeah, glad, man. Glad. I'm looking. And also, what do you think us as a community could do, like us, I don't know, me, myself, and others could do, like, to make like, how could I, let me use the proper word. What can we do to kind of like get you guys very onboarded into Juno and stuff? Because at the end of the day, us like as a community, we want to see more projects being built on Juno. And one thing, like as myself, being on Juno, I see that sometimes some project built on Juno, like in the past few months, might think it's not a good place. The community might be more on their butt sometime and like asking them too many questions and stuff like that. What do you think, what do you need for most in the sense now, like to ease in that building aspect? Because I know like you talk with Chris, I know you're getting a lot of help in like the development front. But what do you think you need like from us to make this process easy for you guys?
Dude, I really love that question. And this is absolutely imperative. And that is to engage. That is to be the audience that all of these other new projects want to attract. In a lot of the negotiations I've seen in BizDev cross-chain here the last year or two, people, especially that have models that intend to go multi-chain, their primary focus, like they don't care about your modeling, they don't care about what's unique about your layer one, which is already great for Juno. What they care about is how many users do you have? That is the number one growth metric people are looking to right now. So first and foremost, when we go and we do this kind of public sale here in the next several weeks, if not like a month or so through Outbid, if you guys can participate, like we're not doing these backroom deals. We're going straight to the community. We're going to show where our funds are from. We're like, we do have people that are offering seed rounds that are, and we don't want to be owned by them. They've not understood us for so long, and now our mission's getting out. They're like, oh, these guys do know what we're talking about. They're just a little bit over my head. We're like, fuck you. Whatever deal you want, we're going to offer it to your everyday Joe because we think they're more valuable than you are. So participate. Put in the election that like you want us to focus on Juno. Show us that it is more profitable to build on Juno. As we have multiple deployments, have the most trading volume, have the most independent users be on Juno, have the most independent community, the most Twitter spaces, the most forum discussions. Be a part on Juno, and we will be involved in every single one of them. And as all of the other applications, as the Lavanas and the Nullises of the world look around, they're gonna see us on multiple different chains, and they're gonna see where we're getting the adoption. And the same way we're gonna prioritize our business and go to where the customers are, they're gonna do the same. So what you guys can do is unite as a customer base and use us and engage and just like actively do something on chain every day. Like that goes farther than you believe.
Definitely, man. Good answer. Yeah, I'll definitely be more involved with you guys going forward. And as for me, that's one thing I want to change to is, you know, kind of like the aspect. We need to get the community more joyful about project being built on Juno. I know we've been worked so many times. The community been worked so many times, but we we're coming back stronger now. And I hope that as a community can kind of like make it a place, making Juno a place where it doesn't matter what you're building, it's a place where like you know you'll find a user, you know you'll find the help you need. And also a place where like any project can just bootstrapping and then know if they do something unique, something that's actually helpful, they will get the user. So, and that's like one thing I'm hoping for Juno going forward, like a great place. Because I love the community, and sometimes we're spicy, you could say. We get on people's nerves.
No community has been hit as hard as you guys have, except maybe Luna, but still, like, no community has like been hit as many times as you guys have. No team has been screwed over as many times as we have. Trust us, we value loyalty as much as you guys do.
Yeah, go ahead, Tick.
I love that little baby Luna. Get it up a laugh. Hey, so I was thinking, and hopefully I convey my question correctly, because I thought it was really interesting when I had this letter. Oh, what did he just say? So a second ago, you were saying like about the building and how people really weren't thinking it through. They're just kind of jumping at the first thing and, you know, hoping it sticks per se. And then you made a comment of, you know, you think that what you guys have built is something that the majority of people aren't ready for. If that's the case, if you don't mind me asking you, Eric, what in your mind, and you, Ethan, and the team, would in your wildest dreams, you know, as you expand past Cosmos, past everything, people are using Astro Vault, it's going well, and then you're seeing things like Jacob was saying, you know, start attaching itself, real shit, real businesses attach itself to Astro Vault, to DeFi, and to the features that you guys are offering. What in your mind have you ever fantasized about? Like, what would be the most mind-blowing thing that, you know, to, again, your people aren't ready, that you think could possibly happen? Like, what have you ever thought of that? Like, what would be the most like blow your socks off kind of situation where it's like, man, we thought about that, we didn't think people were ready, and then that happened. Have you thought that far down? Have you like fantasized?
Yeah. Okay, here's where I see the world in 10 years. There aren't stock anymore. They might have new names. It might be called stock. Tokens aren't just utility. It's utility / security. It does include equity. There's some kind of hybrid. And all stock / tokens, some for Web2 businesses, some for Web3 businesses, it does not matter. Some NFTs all interoperate, are all tradable digitally, are all tradable 24/7. There are multiple DEXs. Like fractionalize multiple DEXs for these equity trades. And it's finally leaned into where emissions / inflation are part of the business models of all of these real world businesses, instead of just occurring kind of pseudo randomly whenever they have a new round. We act like, oh, well, tokens are worse than stock because tokens have emission. Like, no, tokens are better than stock specifically because we can control inflation. Like, it makes businesses operate so much more efficiently. We talk about tokens being speculative. Like, stock is in many ways much more speculative because they do not and cannot have proper tokenomic models where the success of the business, the revenue, parts of sales are directed directly to the token price, to buybacks, to dividends, to things like this. It's up to some board and their random decisions with no oversight, with no proper governance. So all of business can and will run so much more efficiently through what we have developed through decentralized modeling. The issue is we're going to need these decentralized NASDAQs and whatnot to run and operate. And the efficient way to do it is to provide all of these services, to be the easy one to hold, to let these companies that have no business in Web3, Microsoft and whatnot, to just be like, we're going to take care of everything for you and we're going to pay you for this option. While everyone else is like, well, if you pay us this much money, you'll have the opportunity to use us. And they still have worse services. So by having this proper design, by being this go-to-market, by being some of the first to integrate with real-world businesses, which, by the way, we've already built out a B2B NFT protocol where we're going to be doing loyalty rewards and whatnot with actual restaurants, we can have the opportunity to be a first mover in this regard. I have no reason to believe we are going to be the NASDAQ of the future. I sure as hell hope so. Nobody's going to be working as hard as we are, but way many teams are far more resourced and connected than we are. But I do believe that a lot of what we build, a lot of the research that we do, a lot of the first steps we take are going to lead to.
Bro, give me my loyalty points. Give me my loyalty points on my flights, my restaurants, my gas, my groceries. Hook it up, Eric. Hook it up. That's wild. I love it. I love it.
So that's what keeps us around here working and building when other people aren't really quite good in our shit. So one thing that we've loved is that we do have a product on market and that you can use it and that it hasn't broken. Because like we've been saying this message for over a year while people are still getting excited about auto compounding derivatives or new versions of decentralized stablecoins that don't make sense. And it's like so much better is possible. So much more efficient is available, like even now. And all they've really been able to say is like, you seem smart. I don't think this works. I don't think this makes sense. So now we have our MVP out. You can see that we're earning far more than AMMs that have 10 times our like 10 times our liquidity and 10 times our trading fees. This model scales so very efficiently. As it does scale, as we get the liquidity, it will bring across all of these arbitrage bots, all of these things that fill up block space, which enable all of these layer ones we're built on top of, because we're going to be a solid loop.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the code and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few C's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.